T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and hope you're dry at 7:47 and 47 seconds on a wet Monday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, and you there, and Casey Keefe and Paulie Rosenberg are on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number as we take you right up until Tony at 2 on your fan, New York City. We'll touch on, of course, the weekend that was, the Yankees tonight. Just to update you, the mouthpiece and the shimmy, at the moment, less than 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. They're on their way. They're toying a little bit with the San Antonio, with the Alamo. They're up by 12, under 3 minutes to go. The Warriors looking for the sweep. The Predators of Nashville, a couple of moments ago, scored the fourth goal for them. They have a 4-3 lead with about, they just scored an empty netter. So they're on their way to the finals, eliminating the Anaheim Ducks. So at the moment, it's 5-3 Anaheim, and they'll be taking on, of course, well, will Ottawa come back? They're going to have to win the next two on the Penguins. The Penguins with that 3-2 lead after their Game 5 win yesterday. Yankee fans are happy Joe Girardi didn't have another child graduating high school today. And Yankee fans happy he wasn't ejected before the seventh inning when he did the right thing, challenging the Escobar play. Not that Rob Thompson or anyone else acting as interim manager wouldn't have done the same thing, since the challenge won saved a run. Escobar did look out, but you might have thought too close to overturn, but overturned it was, and they didn't take all day to do it. So it stayed at 3-2 until a thrown ball hit Carter's bat for the very long fly ball that made it what would turn out to be the final 4-2. Pineda now goes for the quality starts with 6 1/3 and 2 runs. And the good job he did in the fourth inning after the Hosmer double leading off that inning. And in the fifth inning after Mr. Leadoff walk and the wild pitch. So only the 2 runs on the 5 hits allowed by Pineda, only a single walk. So the rain and wet not affecting any Pineda. Pine tar he might have been using. No, I'm just joking, only kidding. And we don't think Gardner is using anything either. Now with 9 home runs in his last 21 games, what's gotten into him? Or should I even ask? One arm he uses for the long drives going into the second deck yet. Warren coming in relief, nothing but nothing. The former Yankee Clipper, nothing begets nothing. Betances a base hit, no harm, no foul. The weather was foul, but not the Yankees tonight. The Metropolitans, as you know, much like they were on Sunday, off tonight and take on the Padres of San Diego tomorrow. And I think it's either tomorrow or game 2 of the San Diego series where the Metropolitans are having for the first 10,000 showing up. I think it is tomorrow at Citi Field in Flushing, NY. For the first 10,000 showing up, a Dr. James Andrews bobblehead doll. The weekend that was saw a number of things you might remember and a number of things you'll need to forget. You're going to remember Michael Conforto. What offense, what a swing. And the defense. Here comes the throw. Here comes the runner, and he is out at home. You might remember when you rose with every other member of the judge's chambers when the judge allowed as admissible evidence the circus catch in the gap in right field. So you have two examples of what you might remember from a weekend that saw the Yankees avoid a sweep and the Metropolitans avoid sweeping Disneyland. Judge is turning out to be everything the Yankee fan expected. And Michael Conforto, with three of his 11 against left-handers, a hit machine waiting to happen and showing you some defense with a very, very strong arm. So over the weekend, that was, you saw a couple of things you want to remember. And, of course, if those were, say, for the sake of conversation, and isn't that why we're here, if those were at least two examples of what you would like to remember, being the Metropolitan and the Yankee fan, can we show two examples of what you would like to forget? One, you might hide all men, women, and children when the call is made to the Metropolitan bullpen for fear he will basically, well, for fear he just might scare not only you and your children, but affect your mood for the rest of your life. Come Halloween, you're going to be thinking about wearing his jersey, and nobody answers the door if they know he is coming by for the tricks or treats, and no treats would be coming. He is what Stephen King uses as inspiration when he thinks of a villain, when he thinks of another adventure in horror. He is Freddy Krueger in a Metropolitan uniform. And there is a good chance that if you ever get to face him in a Metropolitan fantasy camp, you would be getting at least two bases, driving the ball to the deepest part of the outfield. In his last three outings, he has served up 12 runs in 2 1/3 innings. Again, 12 runs in 2 1/3 innings. And Sunday, when the Metropolitans were looking for a sweep after DeGrom Friday with the bases loaded and nobody out, after Conforto and Reyes Saturday reaching base, the two of them, 8 out of 10 times, and after 9-0 yesterday became 9-5, he came out of the bullpen and ruined the rest of the game, ruining your Sunday with another performance that had the phlegm, the mucus, and the mushroom barley soup coming up, or was it split pea soup? He didn't leave the mound when he did. He levitated off of the mound. And if the 7 train could take him levitating out of town immediately, what a wonderful world it would be. And no, we didn't forget what all Yankee fans would like to forget. And yes, you know as well as I, a Bronx tale that doesn't end with De Niro and his son coming together. A Bronx tale that doesn't have a happy ending. He was, at one time, Masahiro. Now, Masazero. Last Sunday, Game 2. And this Saturday in Florida, last Sunday in Game 2, on a day everybody was honoring the captain, he was honoring Sadaharu Oh. And yesterday, or Saturday, he must have been honoring Hank Aaron. Right now, Iron Mike has more stuff than he does. Right now, you're a Yankee fan. You're hoping he hops out at the end of the year. Right now, you can't remember when he last recorded an out. Right now, you're about to say sayonara to the former ace of your team.
福島県、宮城県、山形県、茨城県、栃木県では強い揺れに警戒してください。
No split, no slider. He didn't have either one of them, and it's tough to pitch that way.
The pitch is swung on and hit in the air a ton to center field. Hicks going back to the track to the wall. Gone. It's in Monument Park. A home run for George Springer.
NHK の各放送局からの情報によりますと、先ほど午前6時ごろ、東北地方で。
Drills one to right. That's ball is gone. A long high drive into the lower deck. So Springer and Reddick go back to back and a belly to belly.
海岸や川の近くからは離れてください。
Bases loaded, two out pitch. Swung on a high fly to left. Gardner going back looking up. And it's a grand slam home run. The third homer that Tanaka's given up in the inning.
You got to make the pitches, you know. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's not making the pitches he was last year, so we got to get him right. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again. Springer just hit a home run, the fourth home run off Tanaka.
NHK の各放送局からの情報によりますと、先ほど午前6時ごろ、東北地方で揺れを感じました。
High fly to left center. Going back is Gardner on the track near the wall. She's gone. And there's another home run off Tanaka.
そしてテレビの画面は、東京電力福島第一原子力発電所を捉えています。
Tanaka will deal 1-0. And the pitch is line. There's a base hit left center field. Rasmus scores. Robertson goes to third.
落ち着いてください。今震度の情報が入りました。
Longoria swings and drills one to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again. Evan Longoria, the Yankee killer.
I think there's frustration. You're going to be mad at yourself. So, I mean, we got to get him right.
新しい情報です。津波警報が出ました。津波警報が出ました。今すぐ逃げてください。津波警報が出ました。今すぐ逃げてください。皆さん。
Well, I'll say this. It's a good thing we don't understand Japanese, because if we did, and if you're a Yankee fan, be glad you don't understand the Japanese, because you know it was said nothing good. 11 2/3 in his last 11 2/3 innings, or I should say, let me qualify, in his three games against the Tampa Rays, 11 2/3 innings worth. 9 home runs in his last two starts, 7 home runs and 7 Ks. Can the Yankees get to some serious October baseball if the ace is more the joker in the deck? All right, and are the Boston Celtics a little bit better without Isaiah Thomas? Maybe we explore this. The Yankees on the table, the Metropolitans on the table, the Warriors on their way to a big win, 18 up on San Antonio after three. And you know about with the Nashville on their way to the finals. So lots to talk about on a Monday evening right here on your fan New York City. You know from the 1-877-337-6666 until 2.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.